After live stream meditation satsang, January 11th, 2023. The audio of that meditation is also included in this folder for your reference.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I think I heard in the meditation something that said, if you stand by an impression, in time, that impression goes away, the memory of it goes away. Did I correctly hear that?
If you stay, meaning not going with it. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Always bring it up. If you stay, we all know what stay means. It means not going with it. Mm. When an impression comes up and you detect it, you say, ah, I know you. Instead of going with it, which means going with the old, you stay. So it will die down, but it will come up again. But the more you do it, the memory of having that impression fades away. It's like if you don't repeat part of your life that was painful, if you don't repeat it in your mind first or to the people, eventually, you won't even remember is there. What is not in our consciousness, it will not be our experience. So it's like erasing it from your consciousness. And as we erase by staying, erase these tendencies or impressions that shook us or made us really mad, what happens is there is a space of freedom because we are not functioning on memories anymore. You get up in the morning, you do your routine things, but you don't have as many repeated thoughts as you used to have because you knew how to handle it.
So the impression is equivalent to thought?
Impression is... No, the thought could be very benign, you know, some thought. But when it's occupied or accompanied by a memory, that impression was filled with it, say a trauma or a very strong reaction or a big fear or some sort of tendency, those are the ones that are not just a thought, but by repeating it becomes a feeling, becomes an emotion, becomes an entity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm always so amazed that your tools not only help you for now, this lifetime, but they help the impressions that you brought from before, they help them go away. And then you don't form new ones, so you're not bound by it for any future either. I mean, it's like...
You know, those of us that are giving this type of wisdom are the ones that burn their hand on the stove too many times. And you say, enough is enough. I have had enough.
I understand that the impressions when, you know, in early ages, when they find a home, they come back. But do they create karma as well?
What do you mean by karma?
Like, because of those impressions, I have to come back again.
Yeah, that's what it says in that.
So it is kind of...
There are entities that are born here and will occupy the subtle body and come back again.
Okay, let me clear this. With impression, I feel like I don't have too much my hand in it. But karma, let's say I do something bad and I come back for it. But impression is a little bit out of my hand. Do you see my point? I feel like...
So we are playing with words, really. Because anything you do is from the impression you had before. If you have a tendency to be kind to someone, if you act angry, these are all from a compilation of tendencies on anger. Do you know what I'm saying? Karma really means reaction, act and react. It just means action and reaction. So we have to really understand that. So when we go with the memory, we are reacting again the way we did yesterday. So when there is no impression left, say, karma for who? Right? In reality, you are not responsible for anything unless you think you are. Unless you think that you are the doer. These are all activity of Maya. We identify why with it, we're bound by it. This is what we are trying to free ourselves, the wrong belief. That's all. It's not about who is guilty, who is not. Mm-hmm. It's who has accepted wrong belief. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm. Like your answer, most precious God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sajid, every time you use word entity, it a little bit makes me confused. When you say entity,
what do you mean?
Is it
Why are you confused? Because you have this idea of what entity is,
I
right?
I don't know, yeah.
Entity, to me, when I use it, is something that is not real, but it looks real. Like a scarecrow. Like a ghost. Mm-hmm. Okay? Meaning that something that the mind, by the support of the thinker, has made. Like when you say that I am not good enough, and you really believe it, that there is an entity part of you that is not good, that will not accept itself. Right? When we believe that we are the thinker, we are responsible for our thoughts. As a human being, we stay as that entity that is make-believe. I had someone that was so angry at someone else, I've said that before, that when this person entered a room, I saw the entity that he hated hanging from him. I literally saw it.
What do you mean hanging from him?
Meaning that was following him as, let me say, tailish.
Wow.
So it is like an energy, or is it?
It doesn't matter, it's not real. It's not real. Go ahead.
Sajna, I'm speechless. I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I'm very thankful. And, you know, with all the wisdom and tools that you gave us, you helped us to see and to recognize the all false aspects of ourselves. I mean, oh my God, I mean, are they me? So before my hands were empty, I thought those are me. So now I have something to go back. I have a source. I can just let them be what they are and just go down. I mean, I don't know how to thank you.
His mother's heart. His mother's heart. I don't know what to say.
We are swimming in this grace, like this protection. But as I told you, protection. It's like,
yeah,
it's embracing
us. Yeah. By association, the more in thoughts, words, and deeds we associate, the more we become an instrument.
It was just very similar to what everyone was saying, but it just hit me again tonight that it's like I always heard that metaphor about the sun touches the fog and it dispels, but I actually feel it. And because the way that I now understand it, or why I know I feel it, is because it's not just that all the hardship or the bad feelings go away. There's clarity about what you are, who you are, what our real purpose here is. And that clarity creates this just amazingness of life. And so that has been incredible to experience.
Yeah, I agree.